Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, November 10th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Today was event day for Apple, with the company announcing more details on its transition to Apple Silicon processors in the Mac. The company announced its new M1 chip, a new MacBook Air, a new MacBook Pro, and a new Mac Mini. Apple kicked things off with the introduction of its new M1 processor, which is its first Apple Silicon chip for the Mac. Apple says the M1 processor delivers up to 3.5 times faster CPU performance, up to 6 times faster GPU performance, and up to 15 times faster machine learning. Apple emphasizes that the M1 chip is the first designed specifically for the Mac. It's optimized for Macs in which small size and power efficiency are critically important. The M1 features an 8-core design with 4 high-performance cores and 4 high-efficiency cores. It also includes an 8-core GPU, which Apple says can handle things like 4K video streams, gaming, and more. According to the company, it's the world's fastest integrated graphics in a personal computer. The M1 also brings Apple's Neural Engine to the Mac for the first time, with a 16-core architecture. This offers improvements for things like video analysis, voice recognition, image processing, and other machine learning tasks. And Apple emphasized during the event that macOS 11 Big Sur is engineered to take full advantage of the new M1 processor, offering things like waking instantly from sleep, improved Safari performance, and even better battery life. The M1 also allows you to run 3 different types of applications on your Mac. You can install iPhone and iPad applications on the Mac through the Mac App Store. Rosetta 2 Translation allows you to run apps made for Intel Macs on Apple Silicon, and sometimes those apps perform even better in Rosetta with the M1 than they did with Intel, according to Apple. And Universal Apps are built for Apple Silicon and Intel processors, and they're downloadable from the Mac App Store or from the web. Finally, Apple announced that macOS 11 Big Sur will officially be available to the general public on Thursday, November 12th. The first Apple Silicon Mac introduced today was a new MacBook Air powered by the M1. Apple says that the new 8-core CPU performs up to 3.5 times faster than the previous Intel MacBook Air, while the 8-core GPU is up to 5 times faster. The M1 chip's storage controller and latest flash technology also allow SSD performance to be up to 2 times faster. Notably, the MacBook Air also features a fanless design, so it remains completely silent regardless of workload. But other than that change, the new MacBook Air design is pretty much identical to the previous generation. On the side, you'll find 2 USB-C ports with support for Thunderbolt 3 and USB 4, alongside things like Touch ID, a 13-inch display, and 3 different color choices. But where the new MacBook Air starts to shine is in its battery life. According to Apple's data, the new MacBook Air features up to 15 hours of web browsing and up to 18 hours of video playback. This is up from the 12 hours of battery life offered by the 2020 Intel MacBook Air. The new MacBook Air is available to order today, with prices starting at $999. For the base configuration, you get 8GB of RAM, an 8-core CPU, and a 7-core GPU with 256GB of storage. You can upgrade to 16GB of RAM, to an 8-core GPU, and up to 2TB of SSD storage as well in build-to-order configurations. The first MacBook Air orders will arrive on November 17th. We are sponsored this week by CleanMyMacX, the all-in-one utility that takes care of your Mac's health. CleanMyMacX is the perfect tool to prepare your Mac for macOS Big Sur. It's a macOS cleaner, a performance monitor, a malware remover, and occasionally a lifesaver. CleanMyMacX makes it super easy to identify and remove gigabytes of hidden junk and instantly visualize your disk space with its Space Lens module. It can also correctly remove unnecessary applications with their leftover data, and it helps to keep the apps you do need up to date. CleanMyMacX speeds up Macs by freeing up RAM, running maintenance scripts, and maximizing performance. Take care of your system and run your Mac at peak performance with CleanMyMacX. You can get it on the Mac App Store or go to macpod.com/9TO5 to get Clean My Mac X with a 30% discount. Following the introduction of the MacBook Air, Apple rather surprisingly introduced a new Mac Mini powered by the M1 processor. The new Mac Mini features again an 8-core CPU paired with an 8-core GPU, and Apple says it's up to 3 times faster than the previous Intel MacBook Air. The new Mac Mini features an advanced thermal design to help sustain performance while staying cool and quiet. There's also support for up to 2 external displays, including the ProDisplay XDR, as well as Wi-Fi 6 connectivity. The new Mac Mini features 2 USB-C ports on the back with support for Thunderbolt 3 and USB 4, alongside 2 USB-A ports, HDMI 2.0, and a 3.5mm headphone jack. The Mac Mini also gets a price drop, with the base model now starting at $699, which is $100 less than the Intel model. The base configuration offers the M1 processor, 8GB of RAM, and a 256GB SSD. In build-to-order configurations, you can upgrade to up to 2TB of SSD storage and up to 16GB of RAM. You can order the new Mac Mini starting today, and the first orders will arrive on November 17th. Last but not least, Apple today introduced a new 13-inch MacBook Pro, powered by the same M1 processor with an 8-core CPU and an 8-core GPU. It's up to 2.8 times faster than the previous generation in terms of CPU performance, and up to 5 times faster in GPU. The new MacBook Pro also features a new active cooling system, which should help thermal management. It'll be interesting to see how the new MacBook Pro and its cooling system are able to sustain heavy workloads with the M1 processor, especially compared to the fanless MacBook Air. But much like the MacBook Air, the MacBook Pro really shines in terms of battery life, with Apple saying it offers up to 17 hours of web browsing and up to 20 hours of video playback. This is twice the battery life of the previous MacBook Pro, and the longest battery life ever for the Mac. This machine replaces the $1,299 MacBook Pro in the lineup, which means it features 2 USB-C ports with support for Thunderbolt 3 and USB 4. If you want a MacBook Pro with 4 USB-C ports, you'll have to opt for the higher-end Intel models. The new MacBook Pro is available today with its same $1,299 price for an 8-core configuration with 8GB of RAM and 256GB of storage. You can upgrade to 2TB of SSD storage and up to 16GB of RAM in build-to-order configurations. The first Apple Silicon MacBook Pro orders will arrive next Tuesday, November 17th. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find much more of our Apple event coverage on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.